Folks, welcome to the first Tea Talk podcast. It's kind of apt because group outdoor training has started back. So it kind of motivated me to get this kind of up and running. Now, when I say motivated to get it up and running, I've probably recorded about 15 episodes, but just got kind of too nitpicky with them. So I said, you know what? Whatever, regardless of whatever this sounds like, this one is going out. I planned the other ones. I had topics, and I was like, listen, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, and I'm like, well, you know what? I'm just gonna go with the flow. I'm just going to hit it whatever way I can. Now it's 3 o'clock in the day. I've no group classes on now for the middle of the day, so I'm lying in my bed, having a coffee, and I'm just talking to a microphone that's connected to my phone. So, yeah, I'm just gonna go with the flow of it. So. What is this Tea Talk podcast? What's the purpose of it? Or is it just Tommy talking shite and hopefully people will be interested? Essentially, that's the gist of it, right? That is me talking shite and you somewhat may or may not be interested. We're going to kind of delve in and I'm going to talk from everything from lifting weights to nutrition to past experiences to what's like to start a business to relationships and how I'm not good at them at all. I'm just, it's one of the things that I'm a bit odd at, to be fair. We can talk about how much I'm away in the clouds, and then I'm going to have guests on that. I don't want just to keep this as a fitness podcast. I don't want to keep it as a odd talking shite podcast. I want to become a broad thing that it interests everybody, because you go down something and it's becoming too niche and it's like, oh, do I want to talk about sets and reps repeatedly for however long a podcast is and just sets and reps? No. Do I want to talk about, oh my God, I really want a summer body for an hour and a half? I just certainly do not, right? Would love a summer body though, but my fetish for pre-packed sandwiches and Milky Bars somewhat hinder that. But listen, this is basically a podcast where I'll bring on guests. We'll talk from lifting aspects, we'll talk about whatever their profession is, whatever their hobbies are, whatever their point of views are. It's going to be something that is hopefully is a bit unique, and it's uncommon in a world of common, because there's about a million podcasts out there. Why do you want to listen to me ramble on? I don't know. Hopefully by the end of this podcast, you find out, because I certainly don't. Yeah, that's basically it. These podcasts are going to be recorded, and hopefully one will be launched every week, maybe two if I'm super productive, but I'm not, so I'm hoping for one a week. It's good to be back though, as in it's good to be back in work. For any of you that don't know me, I'm a PT here in Goree. I own Trifactor Fitness. My partner's Dave. And we just, yeah, we run PT, we run fitness classes for and one-on-ones. We obviously got affected by the coronavirus. We obviously had to shut up shop. I think we shut on the 15th. I took up a job in Lidl, would you be surprised, because I was worried about money, because I've yet to take that online step into coaching. So I was like, you know what, I'll take a job in Lidl. For some reason, I like to work and I feel bad when I'm not working. You think I'd be more productive that way, but I'm not. I'm a very much the lazy perfectionist and a super procrastinator. So I said, at least in Lidl, I can make money and not procrastinate. Turns out you can. Turns out you can take your time packing a shelf. You certainly can take your time packing a shelf. I was super slow. I don't know how they kept me on. And then all of a sudden I quit. And then I left them in the lurch and I felt really bad. And then I tried to do everything to make the situation better, but just work took priority, as in PT work took priority. But I ended up finishing on a good high, which, as in, I got on really well with the manager. He understood. So, big up to Lidl. Yeah, so where we're at now and kind of the reason of this podcast is I wanted to get over a weird topic that was kind of presented to me by one of my mates. And he's like, Tommy, listen, I can't find a sense of purpose. And it was weird, really, because it was real philosophical what he was saying to me. He was like, I can't find a sense of purpose in this time. I'm out of work till phase three or phase four, which is, I think, July, maybe. What do I do? Like, I'm just sitting at home. I'm going to bed at 12 o'clock. I'm waking up at four. All the days are blending into each other. Like, at least he can come back training now, which is good. But outside of that, it's very hard for them to get motivated. And I'm like, right, well, first of all, here's a couple of tips I would use. Now, hopefully you might find them helpful, or maybe I'm just rambling on, but here's a few tips that I found helpful. A, you can control what you can control. And there's a lot of uncertainties now that are placed upon us. We can't control the restrictions. We can't control anything that the government places on us. What we can control is our own time and what we do with our time. I think we need to get into the idea of thought needs to lead to action, and action will lead to results. It's too easy to go, oh, you know what, I'm going to be super productive in this quarantine or this lockdown period, and get it, and just your thought never leaves your head. It just stays there. We need to put action to our thoughts. And that's kind of one of the first things I said to him. I was like, listen, what do you want to do? Or you've got this free time now. What purpose do you want to use your free time with? I was like, so you look at things that he can control. I was like, well, first of all, you need to win the day. And win the day is something that for a lot of us, we don't do. We let the day take us for a ride. We're like a cheap Tinder date. That's how the day treats us, right? We're in, doesn't really care about us, and we're gone, and nothing productive really has been done. So what I want you to do is, I want you to win the day. And it's pretty simple. It just requires routine, and it requires discipline to that routine. Because to big up my boy Jocko Willink, discipline equals freedom. And allows you to, and I suppose in routine terms, allows you the freedom to actually do things that were on your planner, or were in your head, and you were like, right, I really need to do this, as opposed to letting procrastination and a blank canvas of a day lead you astray. So it could be something as simple. And I said to him, I was like, listen, what time are you getting up at 12? Right, well, that's crazy. I was like, listen, get up at 7 o'clock. Set your alarm for 7. You're out of bed, hopefully by 7:30. Brush your teeth, get a shower, have your breakfast. You've already up, you're already attacked today. Make sure, now, it's a big one as well. It's like, even if you've nothing to do, make sure you get dressed, because at least you're in the mindset of doing something. If you're sitting in your pajamas and you haven't left the sofa and it's 12 o'clock, chances are you're going to do very little for the rest of that day. So just get up, get dressed, and then from there, have your day planned. So it could be something as simple as, right, well, listen, I haven't seen the kids. Much during this pandemic for the last weeks or two because I've been stressed in work. Well, plan your day around spending time with your kids. Now, for a lot of us, well, not me, I don't have a kid, but for a lot of people, the last 3 or 4 weeks have been like, right, it's been as weirdly as it has been, probably being around your kids and probably driving you mad. And the same thing being around a spouse who's probably drove you mad. It's not, the time is nice because you get to actually find out the little quirks that they like, or find out the little things about them that sometimes are easily overlooked. Same thing with your spouse or your partner. If you have a partner or spouse, that you can find little things that you might overlook, or you can get too caught up in your job or cooking or whatever it may be, that you miss the little small things that make that person the individual that they are. And it's good, and it's quite refreshing to find that again. And it's just getting know them better. And it's nice for kids, if you're around, to have you there, consistently there, because beforehand you're in and out of work and whatnot. So there's one bonus to it. So start planning your day accordingly. Even if your day is not jam-packed, like, plan when you're going to have your lunch. Plan when you're going to have your dinner. Plan what you're going to do. Right, well, listen, I'm giving myself 2 hours to watch TV, but I have to get up and I have to go for a walk. And then, you know what, I think there's a yoga live class on tonight. I might do that. Now, if you're not into fitness, fair enough. You go, right, you know what? Well, I think there's a live DJ playing at 8 o'clock. You know what? I'm going to make it my business to get up and listen to that and have a bit of a rave in the sitting room. Whatever it may be, plan it, though, because it gives us a blueprint to our day. And it's much more productive if we have something to work off of than a blank canvas. We get stuff done. Like I said, discipline to routine equals freedom to actually get stuff done. What else? I said to him was, listen, it was a weird one, actually, because we just kind of broke into a conversation, and we were like, how do you evaluate your friend circle? Because we're just talking about friends and how you haven't, like, I haven't heard from one of my mates in ages, but when I see him, it's like we've never left. I was like, it's so nice. But then I said to him, like, I've got my best mates who were always on to me. And I was like, that's refreshing too. It's nice to have the balance. And he's like, yeah, like, it's so weird that even though there's a pandemic going on, and even though there's this craziness goes on, there's very little that changes out of my friend group. Because I was telling him, I was like, my lads still rip the shit out of me. They will still tell me, Tommy, what are you doing? Your idea is terrible. Because I'm away in the clouds. Everybody knows that, who knows me, is like, I'm a fairy at the best of times. This is how I describe it. Well, this is my Tinder bio, right? I'm going to hit you with this one. I'm a magical unicorn in the body of a Shetland pony. That's my Tinder bio. Make sure you swipe right. Yeah, so I was just saying, like, it's good to evaluate your friends, because I make sure I have friends that call me out on my bullshit, because there's a lot of it. I make sure I have friends that lick my arse, because everyone needs to pick me up every once in a while. I make sure I have friends that I can be completely honest with. I can go, you know what, lads? And I will say it to the face, I love you, lads. You're my best mates. It's great to have you. I've got girl mates there, the exact same thing. It's good to have a mix, because too much testosterone can get in the way of things, and you get too one-sided in your thought process. It's always good to have the flippable coin, a two-sided coin, if that makes sense. I was like, it's nice to have people calling out my bullshit, and it's like, it's nice to have people lick my arse, and I was like, it's nice to actually have people in my social outskirts where I wouldn't usually have maybe talked to them every week, or talked to them every month, or talked to them even at all, message me and go, oh, Tommy, how are you keeping? How's everything? How are you holding up? It's like, that's really refreshing. It brings the thought process of, you know, when people say, oh, listen, when you're alone, you're never alone. There's always someone thinking about you. And it's very much true. Whether you think you know that person or you don't, there is someone always thinking about you. And you'd be surprised who that person is. And maybe through this quarantine, you actually found out. You're like, oh, well, listen, that was that person. Or that was that person. I'm like, Jesus, you never know. You never guess who messaged me today. It was that person. It's so nice to have that. But on the flip side of that, become one of those people. Check in on people. Create this as a period of profit, not financial, but relationship growth. So check in on people that you think might be having a hard time now. Check in on people who might struggle during this period. Or check in on someone that you're like, you know what, I haven't heard from him in a while. I wonder how he's getting on. Or you say, oh, actually, Jesus, I used to live with this lad in college. I haven't spoke to him in years. You know, I'm going to hit him up while I've got the time, while I can invest in something other than the fifth episode of Jeremy Kyle. Which, literally, nothing wrong with Jeremy Kyle. Nothing wrong with some lad denying his kids, being the kid's father, and then running around when he finds out he's not the kid's father. Nothing wrong with that. Good bit of TV. Fan of it myself, right? Yeah, so it's always good to kind of evaluate your friendship circle. So this is what I said to him. And then third thing I said to him was, like, listen, invest in your health and your wealth. But mental and physical are what I meant in this. So look after your body. During this routine, or during the routine that you put into place, why don't you try meal prepping? It's a perfect time to learn how to meal prep, because you've got the time. You'll be able to look into, you know what, well, I've got the time to cook, and I know that if I'm making a meal, it'll take me 40 minutes to cook it, but I can make enough that I can have it for dinner tonight and then lunch tomorrow. Or I know I'm in a rush now, so I want to be able to make something that I can make in 5 minutes while I'm running out the door for work in the morning. So it's a nice time to go, right, well, put some effort into something that will help you after the quarantine is finished and you go back to work. Meal prepping is huge, because once you get the hang of it, and once you get the thought process behind it, and once you get the kind of the deciphering what do I need protein for, what do I need carbs for, what do I need fats for, it becomes a lot simpler than going, oh, listen, you know what, I'll just grab a bag of potato or a pre-packed sandwich and I'll go out the door. Now, I love pre-packed sandwiches. Everybody knows I love pre-packed sandwiches, right? They're my go-to. But nutrition value, they're not the greatest. Price value, they're definitely not the greatest, right? If you're paying $4.50 for a bacon and egg sambo that's probably stale because it's 8 o'clock at night, you're getting it. Listen, it's not worth it, both nutritional-wise and paying out your arse for a stale $4.50 sandwich. It's just not worth it, right? So invest in meal prep during this time. Another thing is invest in self-love through self-talk. So you need to talk about yourself in a positive light during this quarantine, because it's too easy to look in the mirror. And believe me, I hear it on the regulars. My clients are coming to me and they're like, listen, Tommy, I'm gaining 5 kg. I can't look at myself in the mirror. Like, it's a time of serious panic. The panic we cannot control. It's how we view ourselves we can control. We can control what we eat. We can control all of this. But it starts with how you control the thought process of you thinking about yourself. So I look in the mirror, right? Listen, I'm not a six-pack PT. Do I want to be one? Listen, I wouldn't mind. But I also wouldn't mind having a couple of beers with my best mates on the weekend. Or eating a pizza. Or handballing spaghetti bolognese into my face. I like all of that. And I understand that. And I'm aware that that's going on. And I don't look at it negatively. I'm like, right, listen, I am the shape that I'm in. And I'm happy with it. I've always fell in love with myself, right? That's my go-to. So if you're finding yourself critiquing yourself, fall in love with yourself again. Just little things. Like no one cares you gain 3 kg and can see it on the back of your ankle. Nobody cares. Except you. And you're valuing other people's perceived views upon you during this time. You don't need to worry about what Mary thinks that you might look like in a bikini. Because chances are we won't even get to wear a bikini this summer. Unless you want to wear one in your back garden sunbathing. Right? Place more value on, you know what? I want to go back working out because I want to feel strong again. You know what? This quarantine has hit me and I've ate a lot, but you know, I'm in a right space because I've managed to spend more time with family, or I'm in the right space because I've met someone online, or I'm in the right space because I've worked on me career-wise, or worked on me finance-wise, or someone has taught me how to save money. Someone, please, on a side note, tell me how to save money, because I do not understand it. It's a facet of my life that I cannot get under control. But just wake up every morning and just look at yourself, and you know what? You looking fine this morning. Damn, you looking good. That's what you need to start doing. You need to start positively reinforcing how you view yourself. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's just a little like, you know what? Jesus, these jeans look good on me. Or, you know what? I like the way that shirt is. Or, Jesus, am I getting a horseshoe in the back of my arm because I'm working on triceps lately? Whatever it may be, little small talk and little small thoughts about yourself will creep in and start making you confident. And confidence is key, because not only will you feel better about yourself, the more confident an individual is, Jesus, that was a mouthful, the more likely you're going to go out and do stuff and become more productive. The less confident you are and the more self-harming you are in terms of how you talk about yourself, the more likely you to eat a tub of Jaffa Cakes and watch not only one episode of Jeremy Kyle, but you'll go from Jeremy Kyle to Judge Judy and rotate between the two for the whole day. So listen, folks, this was a weird and wonderful and long podcast. I apologize. I just went off on a wee rant. What I will do is I'll post up another podcast next week. I will start getting on my guests. I hope you all enjoyed it. An absolute pleasure. My coffee's gone cold because I haven't been able to sip it. And yeah, I have to go back to work. So, folks, been an absolute pleasure. Talk to you next week.